A year ago tonight, the St. Louis County prosecutor in Ferguson, Missouri, announced that white police officer Darren Wilson would not be indicted for shooting and killing 18-year-old Michael Brown. The city of Ferguson erupted.
You need to exit the street immediately and stop throwing objects at law enforcement.
Police clashed with protesters who set fire to more than a dozen buildings around the city. Law enforcement also used tear gas, smoke, and armored vehicles to quell the demonstrations, which went on for weeks. So we're wondering, how far has Ferguson come since then? Wesley Bell is a councilman for Ward 3 in Ferguson. He's also a criminal justice professor at St. Louis Community College. And he joins us. And Councilman Bell, looking back at these protests, I mean, the Justice Department found that the police response actually escalated tensions in Ferguson and was unconstitutional in many cases. So do you feel like you've seen real, tangible progress since then so that things won't reach that point in Ferguson? And I guess what I'm saying is, what has the year been like overall?
Well, you know, it has been an experience, to say the least. I think we've seen a lot of issues get addressed. One thing that we've done is implemented community policing, and no other city in the region has gone as far as we have. We've already had town hall meetings to establish an educational component, if you will, so that residents understand exactly what community policing is. And so the things that we're doing are to make sure that the community and the police department are coming together as one. And I think that's important, is that the public are the police and the police are the public.
Now, Councillor Bell, you're a criminal justice professor as well. So I'm sure you'll understand when I say that a lot of what happened in Ferguson felt like that it almost had to happen because the system writ large, the criminal justice system, the government system, et cetera, kind of felt like it was reaching a breaking point. I mean, the Justice Department also released this scathing report about the criminal justice system in Ferguson overall and saying that it needed a complete overhaul, that police were handcuffing people and used stun guns without probable cause, that the municipal courts were being used in order to make money, and African Americans and those people in poverty were more likely to suffer fine after fine that then kept them in, you know, sort of shackled to the system. So all these things across the board, very difficult to make a huge amount of change in a short period of time.
You know what? I would add to that. What I would say is that I think we have to make sure that we're being fair and accurate. A lot of the issues that we saw in Ferguson, these are regional and national issues.
Right.
They're not unique to Ferguson. I think there were some things that needed to be addressed here. There's no question about that. And I think if you look at what we've done in with our court reform, community policing. And so, yeah, there's nothing that you can do to change the past, but we can learn from the past.
Well, so that's exactly why I asked you that, because what happened in Ferguson was, as you said, it was indicative of feelings that people in many parts of the nation have, just sort of what happens when a system breaks, when people can't take it anymore. There were lessons to be drawn there from a year ago. So that makes me wonder, like, what do you think the big lessons are now, a year later, in terms of the hard work that it takes to fix a system once it's broken?
You know what? To me, it would start with one thing, community engagement, and making sure to have that community outreach so that your residents feel a part of the process. So with respect to hiring a full-time city manager, which we've just done, we had not only community panels, but also business leader panels. And so we've had community policing town hall meetings as well, so that we could talk to residents about exactly what it is that they want from their police department.
And what about what residents might want from each other? Because another part of what happened in Ferguson was that there were tension between community members, because, you know, I remember hearing some people saying they didn't even understand why there were all these protests or why there was some of the rioting and vandalism and looting that happened. And I'm wondering, you know, are some of those tensions still there, or have they been worked out?
And I think that's where the dialogue comes in. And I think it's important that everyone's perspectives are valued. And that when we have those constructive dialogues, for example, at St. Louis Community College, the Florissant Valley campus where I teach in Ferguson, we had what were called listening circles. And what we did is we got young people and members of the community, as well as members of law enforcement and other community stakeholders. And we had an opportunity to have constructive dialogues, no matter where you are on the spectrum, whether you thought the protests were effective, whether you thought they were not, you got an opportunity to be heard. And I think some of our town hall meetings also touched upon that. And so, you know, no way to erase, and the healing process is not going to be overnight. But I think those are the things that lead you on that path to healing. We're trying to stay a step ahead of potential issues, and that starts with the community and the residents.
Well, Wesley Bell is a criminal justice professor at St. Louis Community College. He also represents Ward 3 on the Ferguson City Councilor. Councilor Bell, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.